Debt, a mega threat. Even before COVID-19 hit, countries and people around the world were drowning in debt. Then, with the threat of a huge economic downturn, governments borrowed even more money. During Trump's time in office, the government added a staggering $4.5 trillion to what it owed. Under Biden, the debt kept piling up. Europe's also struggling with ballooning debt. By the end of 2021, the world's debt had soared to a whopping 350% of the total global economy. In a healthy economic cycle, governments can borrow money during tough times to boost the economy, and then ease back on spending when things improve. But today, we're facing a scary situation with crazy high levels of debt. This puts countries at risk of debt crises, where they might devalue their money and cut spending on important stuff like healthcare and education. These harsh moves can lead to more authoritarian governments and, in extreme cases, even the secret selling of nuclear weapons to dangerous groups. While emerging markets are in the most trouble, even the biggest economies aren't safe. Pension funds facing aging population surge. Public pension funds face a major challenge due to aging populations. The main concern stems from the hefty promises made by programs like Social Security. In the United States, Social Security is projected to run out of money by 2033. After that, retirees might only receive 76% of their expected benefits. This puts pressure on individuals to rely more on their savings. However, with statistics showing that half of Americans have savings of $5,000 or less, this prospect is daunting. Complicating matters further is the reluctance of politicians to make the necessary adjustments to sustain the system. Globally, demographic shifts are leading to a growing number of retirees compared to the working population. This trend is observed not only in Europe, the United States, and Japan, but also in countries like China, Russia, and South Korea. Filling the gap in public pensions seems like a tough nut to crack. It's not as easy as just raising taxes or printing more money. Doing that could cause more problems than it solves, like inflation or political unrest. Take Poland, for instance. Its population is getting older, which means fewer people are working to support retirees. And with folks living longer, there's a big question mark over how to pay for longer retirements. It's a tricky situation with no simple answers. Pandemic-era monetary policy inflated a bubble. When COVID-19 hit in 2020, governments worldwide responded by injecting tons of cash into the economy. This was a bigger deal than the bailouts during the Great Recession. What happened next was pretty predictable. Prices of things like houses went through the roof. Cryptocurrencies and digital assets became super popular. And Wall Street couldn't get enough of special purpose acquisition companies, SPACs. With interest rates at rock bottom and money flowing freely, it was bubble mania across the board. And to top it off, inflation started creeping up too. In 2022, the pandemic bubble started to deflate as the Federal Reserve switched gears. To tackle rising prices, it began increasing interest rates, and by May of that year, the stock market was feeling the pinch. Companies in the tech sector, meme stocks, SPACs, and cryptocurrencies took a particularly hard hit. This financial turmoil followed a familiar pattern. Whenever there's trouble, policymakers often respond by making money and credit easy to access. While this might solve one problem, it sets the stage for another, a cycle of booms and busts that's bound to happen. Easy money might seem like a quick fix, but in reality, it's a trap that policymakers set whenever financial pain shows up. Stagflation looms anew. In the 1970s, economists coined the term stagflation to describe a tough time for the economy. Growth was stuck, and prices kept rising. It all kicked off with oil shocks and the end of the gold standard. But after that bumpy ride, things got way better. Inflation chilled out, jobs were plentiful, and the economy mostly kept on climbing. It was so smooth that in 2004, future Fed boss Ben Bernanke cheered on the big drop in economic ups and downs. But then, just a few years later, chaos came crashing back. Stagflation is making a comeback. The pandemic cash injections pumped up prices and debts while limiting what central bankers can do. Back in the early 1980s, the Federal Reserve fought off high inflation by hiking interest rates to a whopping 20%. But doing that today is out of the question. Brace yourselves for a period where the economy struggles with low growth, sluggish company earnings, and disappointing wage hikes. Various forces could limit growth ahead. Negative aggregate supply shocks might lead to a repeat of the 1970s. These supply shocks include 1. Aging populations. With fewer young workers, employers might raise wages, which could lead to inflation. 2. Migration slows. For years, workers migrated from less wealthy to wealthier countries in pursuit of employment. However, with stricter immigration policies in place, this safety valve for controlling wage inflation is now closed. 3. Tighter trade policies, protectionism and less globalization could cause prices to rise instead of falling. 4. Reshoring raises costs, bringing factories back home could increase production costs, pushing prices up. 5. U.S.-China tensions, the oil crisis of the 1970s resulted in a decade of economic setbacks. However, the situation could become even worse if China aggressively asserts control over Taiwan, a crucial supplier of semiconductor chips. 6. A geopolitical depression. Events like Russia's invasion of Ukraine could raise energy and food prices, leading to inflation. 7. Climate change. There are three big challenges ahead. First, tougher weather is shrinking the amount of land we can farm. Second, oil producers, expecting a shift to green energy, are cutting back on production, which is pushing up energy prices. And third, natural disasters are messing with supply chains and making production problems worse. 8. Global pandemics. COVID-19 might just be the beginning, with future outbreaks potentially causing economic disruptions. 9. Progressive politics. While aiming to address income inequality, policies could inadvertently lead to rising wages and prices. 10. Cyber attacks. Attacks on critical infrastructure could disrupt supply chains, causing economic instability. 11. Politicized U.S. dollar. Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the West slapped Russia with heavy economic sanctions. This event triggered Russia and China to abandon the U.S. dollar as their reserve currency. When financial battles arise, it spells trouble for the reserve currency, putting the U.S. dollar at risk of upheaval and loss of value. The dollar's fiat dominance may fade. The U.S. dollar is the go-to currency for the world's financial dealings. This special status allows the U.S. government to borrow money easily, supporting its spending habits. But lately, experts are getting worried about the dollar's future. Ray Dalio, who heads the huge hedge fund, Bridgewater, warned in 2021 that relying on fiat money like the dollar can lead to its downfall. The pandemic made things worse. To tackle the economic crisis, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Central Bank pumped trillions of dollars into the economy. This massive injection of cash raised eyebrows. In just a year, from 2020 to 2021, the Fed's balance sheet nearly doubled, going from $4.3 trillion to nearly $8.7 trillion. To put that in perspective, the Fed was buying up Treasury bonds at a staggering rate of $80 billion a month. During the pandemic, central banks like the Fed and the European Central Bank got a lot of attention. Normally, these banks should stay out of politics, but things got mixed up. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, pushed politicians to spend more money to help the economy. They listened, and that's a problem. This isn't just a U.S. issue. In Europe, the European Central Bank has also been expanding its operations. This kind of mission creep can be dangerous. It means central banks might start doing things they shouldn't, like messing with the value of money. Back in the day, rulers would devalue coins by using cheaper materials. Nowadays, governments can do the same thing by printing too much money. In the U.S., there are big promises for things like Social Security and healthcare, but not enough money to pay for them. This could lead to a drop in the value of our money. Globalization's momentum wanes. Once hailed as the way to get cheaper stuff, globalization is now losing its shine. It used to be all the rage, you could buy tons of cheap stuff, but then people started noticing the downsides. Around 2000 to 2001, about a million factory jobs in the U.S. disappeared because of globalization. Just look at the empty factories in the Rust Belt, they tell the story. Donald Trump jumped on this anti-globalization bandwagon, and it helped him win the presidency in 2016. In Europe, too, some leaders are against globalization. Increased movement of capital has made financial markets more volatile. Now, not only factory workers but also professionals like programmers and accountants face job competition from workers in countries with lower wages. This has fueled anti-immigrant sentiments, despite immigrants often taking jobs that locals don't want. While globalization has drawbacks, turning towards protectionism would hurt the global economy. A better approach is slobalization, gradually reducing trade in high-tech items between major players like the United States and China while still allowing trade in simpler goods. Computers' cognitive evolution could revolutionize economy. Once just a wild idea from sci-fi stories, artificial intelligence, AI, is now becoming a reality. Machines are getting better at learning, almost catching up to humans. Tech wizards are in a race to create smarter machines. From building homes to performing surgeries, robots are taking on diverse tasks. While they used to be good only at repetitive jobs, computers are now growing beyond that. Even things like creativity and empathy aren't just human traits anymore. AI is composing music hits and painting masterpieces. Machines are even training to be home health aides. According to Oxford University, 47% of the US jobs could be done by machines soon. Introducing machines to the workplace hasn't been a smooth ride. Back in 2015, we saw tragic incidents where both a factory worker in Germany and another in Michigan lost their lives due to accidents involving robots. Even big players like Walmart dipped their toes into using inventory robots but figured out in 2020 that humans still do the job better. However, machines are leveling up fast. Take Home Depot, for example, they've harnessed machines to predict what customers will need, helping them make smarter decisions about what to stock up on. Retailers splurged a whopping $85 billion on AI in 2021, with experts predicting this number to soar to $200 billion by 2025. When machines take over tasks from humans, it doesn't always lead to negative outcomes. Look at ATMs, for example. They took away the job of bank tellers, but banks responded by opening more branches and giving tellers new responsibilities. However, widespread job displacement by machines could create a group called the precariat, educated workers who lose their jobs to automation and end up relying on unpredictable gig work to get by. If AI causes a lot of people to lose their jobs, the US government might have to step in and provide universal basic income, which is money given to people who don't have jobs to help them cover their basic needs. Key points. 1. Rising global debt poses a serious threat, potentially leading to economic crises and societal instability. 2. Aging populations and pension fund shortfalls challenge retirement security, requiring innovative solutions. 3. Pandemic-era monetary policies inflated asset bubbles, highlighting the risks of easy money interventions. 4. Stagflation looms with stagnant growth and rising prices, driven by various factors including demographic shifts and geopolitical tensions. 5. Concerns over the US dollar's dominance and the risks of fiat money expansion underscore the need for financial stability measures. 6. Globalization's waning momentum calls for a balanced approach to trade, acknowledging both benefits and drawbacks. 7. The evolution of AI and automation presents opportunities and challenges, emphasizing the need for adaptation and policy responses.